Hi, and welcome to Civics Change Agent Chat, Episode 1. Organizations across the nation break down barriers entrenched in our healthcare system. With boundless passion and limited resources, they increase access to care, implement innovative ways to deliver high-quality care at affordable prices, and, day in and day out, fight to keep all of us healthy. During these chats, we will talk with one of these change agents about the exciting work they are doing to create a better health system for us all. I'm Stephanie Spriggs with the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare, or as we like to call it, CIVIC. In this chat, Kari Degernis, CIVIC's Director of Healthcare Programs, is speaking with Gary Drews, Nine Health Fairs CEO. Nine Health Fairs offer screenings and health education to individuals across the state by pairing media and volunteer providers. In this chat, we discuss how Nine Health has grown in the last 40 years and how the partnership with a news station allows them to reach further into the community. We recorded this chat in December 2018, and more info on Nine Health Fair is available in the Change Agent Gallery on civic.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the chat.
Thank you for joining CIVIC's Change Agent Chat. I'm Kari Degernis, CIVIC's Director of Healthcare Programs. Today we will be speaking with Gary Drews, CEO of Nine Health Fair, and I'm super excited to join him today. I've been a Nine Health Fair volunteer. I'm going on 11 years at Augustana Lutheran Church, and so this is a very special opportunity for me to get to learn a little bit more and also share with all of you the great work that Gary and the Nine Health Fair team are doing. So I will have Gary introduce himself at this point and go ahead.
Well, thanks very much, Kari. Again, my name's Gary. I've been CEO of Nine Health for the last 2 years, and many folks don't realize it's a nonprofit here in Denver, but it serves the entire state of Colorado. And prior to that, I've done quite a number of different things that have all seemed to lead to this job. So I've been a TV producer. I've been involved in higher education and online education and healthcare for the last 12 or 13 years now, including working at the Colorado Health Foundation for a number of years as the CFO, and then also running Connect for Health, the Colorado insurance marketplace, for a year. And here I am, trying to make an old nonprofit new and relevant.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'll just launch into some questions that we have for you. How did the partnership between the health volunteers and the media come about to form Nine Health Fair?
So this was now 40 years ago. We're coming up on our 40th anniversary. And it was part of a national project that was started by Dr. John Brensicki, who established the National Health Screening Council for volunteer organizations way back when. And it was through this organization that the health fair concept was born and presented to a lot of communities around the nation. And in Colorado, the then president of KBTV Channel 9, which is currently Nine News, really recognized the value to a community of what health screening could do. And so he agreed to be one of the TV stations that partnered in generating the very first health fairs back, again, 40 years ago. And it was because of the mass media outlet of a TV station that it made a quick startup of a nonprofit service like this possible. And so to this day, Nine News is still hugely involved in everything we do. And most folks around the state probably think of Nine Health Fair as a Nine News program, but it really is a separate nonprofit. And we're so grateful for the long-term relationship with a huge media company, which helps get the word out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the health fairs and what attendees can expect and learn? I know a lot of people attend them, but some folks have never been and may not know what they can do at some of these fairs.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, health fairs, the word fair is a little bit older in terms of its meaning, but it's still pretty relevant. You know, what a health fair generally is, at least in the model that Nine Health works with, is our little organization helps leverage the work of 10,000 volunteers and numerous partners all around the state to assist those volunteers in setting up a one morning a year health fair at a particular location in their community, whether it's a church, a school, a hospital, a clinic. We've had some health fairs in some pretty interesting places, including one coming up that's going to be in a Harley-Davidson store, so that we can try to get men to pay attention to their health. But there's about 120 health fairs a year all around the state of Colorado. Most of them are in the spring, but there's about 20% that are in the fall. And again, it's a group of volunteers that care about their community and are willing to put some hours in to help set it up. And they bring together volunteer medical providers. We bring Quest Labs to the table to do blood screenings. And then there are dozens of other free screenings that are offered at various fair locations. And again, somewhere close to 45 to 50,000 folks a year come to these health fairs. And from that, we're able to then call folks that find something pretty significant going on that they may not have known about. And it's those calls where we actually have the opportunity to save lives.
Wow. I know participating in these fairs, it definitely shows the benefit to the community and the appreciation for all of the participants, and the volunteers really get a lot out of it. So thank you for doing that. I know that the fairs are kind of the biggest thing that you do, but what other sorts of activities is Nine Health Fair engaged in?
Well, that's a great question. So for 40 years, the health fair has been largely run the same way, with the same model, again, all around the state with 10,000 volunteers putting these fairs on. And really the value in that has been, or at least a lot of the health value that's been there, is really the community connection that takes place. The human contact that we're all losing a little bit more in our digital world, and the idea of volunteerism are rooted in who we are. So we don't want to lose the consumer reports-like ethos that this organization holds. It's a really priceless level of trust that's been developed in the communities because of utilizing volunteers. But at the same time, what we realize is that by providing health screenings, we give people the awareness, if you will, of their own health, and we help with their motivation to be healthy. But we don't necessarily transfer the skills and the opportunities needed to really pursue being healthier every day. And I think what we are really coming to learn is that health happens all day, every day for each of us. And it's a series of choices. Beyond your genetics, you have a lot of control over what you do. And so our hope is that we can actually move Nine Health from being a one-time-a-year event for folks to also being connected to folks that want to adopt a more preventive health lifestyle. And that we have the wherewithal, some of the resources in our corner to help connect with folks year-round, every day, realizing that health happens every day. And so we're starting a number of activities. So I'll just tell you about a couple of them. One is there aren't very many nonprofits affiliated with TV stations, especially the number one station in the market with the biggest reach. And that partnership has allowed us to begin producing health media content that can provide both health education to folks watching. It can provide, it can improve health literacy by bringing the language of health to folks that need to understand it now, because more than ever, we each really need to own our health. We're all now health consumers, along with being patients. And so that financial decision, that awareness decision, is really more critical than ever. So if we can help bring an illumination to how to work with the health system, how to pay attention to your own health, and how to be healthier every day, then that's part of our work. And we can do that year-round. Again, Nine News has opened up their various channels to us to help publish content. And so it's incredibly generous of them. On the backside of a health fair, we want to be able to help somebody take the data that they have, either from a health fair or anywhere else, and know what to do with it. There's a, in my mind, as we all move towards being that consumer, there's a big gap between having to make those hard decisions for ourselves around how do we take care of ourselves, but also knowing just where to go, period, if you've got something going on. And if you don't, it's even if you don't have something going on and you just want to be preventive and proactive in how you approach lifestyle change and living well, then there are very few places to actually go for that information that are not trying to sell you something. So our ethos, again, comes back into play where we just want to be the trusted resource for anybody that's curious about their health, that wants to understand what's going in their body, going on in their body, and know what to do about it and where to go for it. So if we can step up all those pieces of the puzzle, then we can get people into the hands of the right person at the right time when they're ready.
And have you been tracking any of those results and seeing how that engagement piece has been maybe examples of how that has helped someone access care or be more informed or anything like that? Have you seen any of the results of these efforts as of late?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and this is all very much in the early stages of construction, if you will. But for the last couple years, for instance, we've been producing a weekly Facebook Live TV show. It is called Health Happens because we do believe health is happening all day, every day. And it's really mostly been a general knowledge prevention awareness type of program where we are bringing experts from different fields onto the show to help share information in layperson terms. And I can give you a couple examples of real impact out of this. One is simply by utilizing Facebook as a channel for this, it becomes interactive. And so, for instance, when we started doing these shows early on and putting on a medical provider who's able to answer questions, really just an ask a doc type of show, we'd get 20,000 folks watching within a few hours and asking questions. And then because Facebook's interactive, they'd start actually responding to each other within the Facebook posts. And so the engagement level of awareness around this can become pretty exponential pretty quickly. And I think simply that in and of itself is a great outcome. But a more powerful outcome, for instance, was the day this year when the Las Vegas mass shooting occurred. And it was a pretty horrific event, as you probably remember, mm-hmm. With dozens upon dozens of folks killed and hurt. And Nine News gave us a call and asked if we had an expert that could speak to how to cope with a situation like that. The mental health, the aspects of this can be pretty profound for folks. And so we were able to put a mental health therapist onto Facebook within an hour even of that show and speak to ways, practical ways in the moment that you could help with coping, whether it was for yourself or family or a child. And within a few hours, again, there were well over 15,000 people that watched that episode and presumably got something from it to help with their understanding of this and how to deal with it mentally. So it's not a scientific outcome, but I can tell you that mechanism is pretty powerful in the moment. So we're learning all the different ways that we can be relevant using media.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm very impressed and didn't know that. So that was something great to learn. So keep sharing.
Yeah, you bet. Again, coming back to the idea that you don't just need to be aware that health is happening. You actually have to know how to work with the health system, how to know what to trust and where to go for the right kind of information. And I think as we're learning, that's one of the biggest challenges is what information do you trust? How do you make good decisions as a health consumer now? And I know I face this question all the time. And so I can only imagine it's even more challenging in places where you might not have the same resources as we do here in Metro Denver. But think about folks that are out on the Eastern Plains or in the mountains and in a small town where you may or may not have a doctor, you may or may not have a pharmacy or even a hospital nearby. So how are those folks able to better manage their health on a daily basis? And so our goal has been to think about that as well. And how do we bring the idea of not only preventive screenings, which we've been doing for years, to these communities, but also leave with tools that are available for folks to be able to access, whether it's mental health services or that navigational component I mentioned, or simply awareness about whatever might have shown up in their recent screening report. All of that can be done through a smartphone. And so we're developing programs now and working with various partners to build out what we ended up calling our 9 healthy tools, which are basically digital resources available to folks. And I think by populating this toolbox, if you will, to keep the analogy going, we can be there for when people are ready to access the information. Again, we're not trying to sell something to somebody and push them into something they don't need. It's quite the opposite. We want to provide just the real information and things that are vetted and trusted to do that can help you. So if we can reach people both in person and online and through media, then as our splintered world of communication gets worse, we're hopefully able to reach people when they need it.
This is incredibly impressive, but I'm sure that you've also faced some obstacles and some challenges with that. So what are some of those challenges and barriers and maybe some ways that you're helping to overcome some of the new initiatives and also with the health fairs? Those have been going on for 40 years, as you mentioned, but the times are changing and you need to meet people where they're at, as you mentioned, and some of these new things that you're doing are great ways to do that. But what else have you encountered and maybe are able to work through or are working through or trying to work through?
Oh gosh, we have absolutely no obstacles whatsoever to deal with.
Love that.
Where to begin? I'm finding incredible parallels between the challenges that Nine Health, this longtime unchanged nonprofit, is dealing with and the same obstacles as a TV station is dealing with, the same obstacles various retailers are dealing with. There's some commonalities. And so a huge one, of course, is the generational changes occurring. So a lot of the folks that have gone to health fairs in the past tend to be generally in their late 40s up to into their 70s. So an older population. And that generation valued health in a certain way because of how we all grew up. And I'm one of those. I'm a baby boomer. And so I fall into the category of having had a primary care doc most of my life. It was a personal relationship. I learned the value of eating well and prevention from my mom and from my doctor. And all that is shifting just a little bit. So that each generation that has come upon technology, a new phase of technology, ends up having a little bit different expectation of interfacing with the health system. To the point where now my son, who's Generation Z, doesn't really even want to talk to folks. He's happy to go in everything through his smartphone. So the biggest obstacle is dealing with four or five different distinct generations, their expectations, their tech affinity, if you will, their desire for human connection or not. All of those things are shifting, and including the want to go to an event, a public event. And so even those kind of things are shifting. So our job has got to be to provide value in the way that's expected now. And to me, that all falls back to our own personal health data, whatever it may be, whether it's through your Fitbit or it's through a nutrition app that's keeping track of what you eat every day, or if it's through your blood tests. All of that information can be motivational. And if we can provide it to people in a way they can take it in and experience it and be motivated by it, then we have a shot at actually improving health, which really is our goal. We want to move from counting the number of folks that go to a health fair to actually knowing how health is happening for folks based on the screenings and whatever else they're working with. So generations, big obstacle, and probably the root of a lot of issues. Of course, healthcare regulation changes are playing a huge impact for folks. I saw it at Connect for Health when I too had an $8,000 deductible for the first time and had found myself making decisions differently. And I think that's going on for most folks now who are en masse of skipping treatment. Over half the country did not go to a doctor this year when they needed to. And so that's kind of changing the pathways for folks of how they take care of health. And my sense is the idea of a health fair might come back into vogue, not only because of the price, but because of the completeness of knowing where you stand with your health and overcoming those barriers to moving into the health system, to going to a doctor, to utilizing your insurance. It's pretty expensive these days.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I could go on for hours about the obstacles. Literally. We've seen them all. And one thing I'd mention is Colorado is one of the most, has one of the most greatest foresight abilities right now because of the startup environment it's generated over the last 5 or 6 years, and a huge part of that around health innovation. And I just got to give a huge shout out to not only to your organization, but to all the health innovators that are out there that are kind of challenging assumptions and trying new ways of doing things. And I think that can more and more help the state of Colorado and its very various health initiatives move forward in a more coordinated way. So I'm actually quite optimistic about our future, less optimistic about the political realms of aligning access and quality and price.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation, and thank you for all of your work. I learned a lot, and I hope that our audience has learned a lot as well. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about Nine Health or folks getting involved or anything like that before we conclude?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, I'd love to just share a couple of things. One is to all the folks out there that have volunteered for a health fair, including yourself. Thank you for doing that. It's the very thing that makes the model work, and it's perhaps more relevant than ever. The return on investment for doing anything preventive is just massive compared to having to utilize more expensive channels of care. So let's keep the health fair going and volunteer. And should anybody out there be developing solutions that could actually further the knowledge, the skills, or the opportunity for a health consumer to be wiser as they interface with the system, we'd love to hear about them. And we're really a connecting organization, a convener, if you will. So our strength lies in everybody else's strength coming together. And lastly, I just want to say thanks to the many partners as well that have kept Nine Health going all these years, including Nine News, of course. But many don't realize that the Colorado National Guard delivers all of the supplies to the health fairs. It's part of their training maneuvers every year. And Quest Labs is also incredibly generous in what they offer us. It's a fraction of what the marketplace provides. And so it literally saves lives every year, and we're so grateful to be able to do that. So thanks for this opportunity to share our story, and send me any cards or letters, so to speak, that you may get.
All right. Well, Gary, thank you so much. This was a wonderful session, and just personally, as a volunteer, it is so rewarding. So I would encourage everyone to do that. And especially those screenings that are done. Finding screeners has always been sort of a challenge, but it's very rewarding for anyone who wants to be part of that preventative service. So I'll just put a little plug in there to sign up, to volunteer, to share your talents. And even if you don't have medical training, just get involved. It's actually a really fun day and just very rewarding. And so definitely encourage folks to do that. So please continue to do the great work that you're doing, Gary, and the rest of the team there. And with that, we will conclude.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Kari. Appreciate it. And thanks for all Civic is doing, too. Very incredible.